Then, what is fantasy? Well, believe me, if it were simply the application of vivid imagination, then a lot of economists and government people and such would be fully qualified authors. Applying the word imaginative to fantasy would be like calling an entire library some words. Too simplistic, too general a term. In these modern times, many of the ingredients that make up fantasy as a type of fiction have vanished from the stage. You hardly even find them in encyclopedias anymore. These subjects were spiritualism, mythology, magic, divination, the supernatural, and many other fields of that type. None of them had anything really to do with the real universe. This does not necessarily mean that they never had any validity, or that they will not again arise. It merely means that man, currently, has sunk into a materialistic binge. The bulk of these subjects consists of false data, but there probably never will come a time when all such phenomena are explained. The primary reason such a vast body of knowledge dropped from view is that material science has been undergoing a long series of successes. But I do notice that every time modern science thinks it is down to the nitty-gritty of it all, it runs into, and sometimes adopts, such things as the Egyptian myths that man came from mud, or something like that. But the only point I am trying to make here is that there is a whole body of phenomena that we cannot classify as material. They are the non-material, non-universe subjects. And no matter how false many of the old ideas were, they still existed. Who knows but what there might not be some validity in some bits of them. One would have to study these subjects to have a complete comprehension of all the knowledge and beliefs possible. I am not opening the door to someone's saying I believe in all these things. I am only saying that there is another realm besides dedicated and even simple-minded materialism. Fantasy, so far as literature is concerned, is defined in the dictionary as literary or dramatic fiction characterized by highly fanciful or supernatural elements. Even that is a bit limited as a definition. So, fantasy could be called any fiction that takes up elements such as spiritualism, mythology, magic, divination, the supernatural, and so on. The Arabian Nights was a gathering together of the tales of many, many countries and civilizations, not just of Arabia, as many believe. Its actual title was 1001 Nights of Entertainment. It abounds with examples of fantasy fiction. When you mix science fiction with fantasy, you do not have a pure genre. The two are, to a professional, separate genres. I notice today there is a tendency to mingle them and then excuse the result by calling it imaginative fiction. Actually, they don't mix well. Science fiction, to be credible, has to be based on some degree of plausibility. Fantasy gives you no limits at all. Writing science fiction demands care on the part of the author. Writing fantasy is as easy as strolling in the park. In fantasy, a guy has no sword in his hand. Bang, there's a magic sword in his hand. This doesn't say one is better than the other. They are simply very different genres from a professional viewpoint. But there is more to this. Science fiction, particularly in its golden age, had a mission. I cannot, of course, speak for my friends of that period. But from Campbell, and from shooting the breeze with other writers of the time, one got the very solid impression that they were doing a heavy job of beating the drum to get man to the stars. At the beginning of that time, science fiction was regarded as a sort of awful stepchild in the world of literature. But worse than that, science itself was not getting the attention or the grants or the government expenditures it should have received. There has to be a lot of public interest and demand before politicians shell out the financing necessary to get a subject whizzing.